she worked with me and Commission on the Status of Women at City Hall, and since then has decided to let her views be known on what is best appreciated. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
And there are going to be a lot more people with us on this show. Barbara Lee is coming to us live from New Orleans. I suppose after 1 year of what's going on down there, we ought to know. And so will CNN's reporter, Amanda Moria. She'll also be with us. Barry Weintraub is dropping in. And my old friend, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Ben Barnes, here on 960 The Quake.
Well, that's fantastic. Looking forward to that. Thank you both. That's all coming up after we get the latest from CNN in just a moment. That's today's Progressive News Hour. You can find more news and downloadable audio of the entire News Hour. We'll have that podcast up in just a little bit for you at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
At this time is when the eye of the storm came here at ground zero.
Part of a ceremony this morning in New Orleans at the moment when Hurricane Katrina made landfall 1 year ago. President Bush is touring the city today. Our Amanda Moyer reports live. Many residents are using this as an opportunity to plea for help. Amanda.
Bill, as New Orleans remembers what happened here a year ago and the rest of the world checks back to see what the area looks like, say it's a constant struggle. This woman still doesn't have electricity.
I think a lot more should have been done than what's done now. You know, the government's not doing what they need to be doing. You know, they're worrying about everything else, you know, what's going on in the world except for what's going on here.
Progress in rebuilding can be seen in parts of the city, but for some today it's more of a plea for help than a look back in time. Reporting live, Amanda Moyer, CNN, New Orleans.
CNN's Bob Costantini reports live from Washington. The federal government believes it's better prepared to handle a disaster like Katrina.
Well, Bill, there's a new attitude in the federal bureaucracy handling Katrina relief efforts since the message of the Bush administration. New FEMA management led by Director David Paulison says there's now a streamlined disaster response bureaucracy and communications, a big step up from a year ago. And to fight waste and fraud, the feds are taking a closer look at all applications for disaster aid. Critics still say FEMA should be taken out of the Department of Homeland Security, but the administration argues that would be a mistake in the midst of its overall $110 billion commitment. Live in Washington, Bob Costantino, CNN.
Folks in South Florida are watching an approaching tropical storm, Ernesto. Winds are now around 45 miles an hour, but forecasters say it could get stronger. Ernesto is now between Cuba and Florida. Landfall expected possibly tonight somewhere in South Florida. The AP reports fugitive polygamist Mormon leader Warren Jeffs is under arrest in Las Vegas. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
It attacks the brain and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke, and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity
all make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Here's a look at traffic from the CRON 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Hey there, it's 704 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott, and this report brought to us by Mattress Discounters. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Berkeley, real mess. 80 westbound University, overturned car blocking the two right lanes. Emergency crews are there. I'm really surprised we don't have a SIG alert yet, but traffic is bunched up from Highway 4 all the way up to University. Now, after you get past that, if you're fortunate enough, you'll find a small backup, metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Here's where we do have a SIG alert, just announced. 580 eastbound before 150th, overturned car. It's not blocking. It's on the shoulder, but emergency crews are blocking the right lane, and it is woefully slow as you come past the scene. Big rig accident now on the shoulder, 101 southbound before Embarcadero, 56 bar trains on time. Don't miss Mattress Discounters, free box spring sale. Right now, when you buy any select Sealy or Simmons mattress at their everyday low price, you'll get the matching box spring absolutely free. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for an entire year. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. You get this morning's top stories in about 10 minutes. And it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And a guest host today, Dorothy Keene.
Yes, yes, yes. It's 1 year later. New Orleans is still just as much of an item in the news as it was 1 year ago when the tragedy of Katrina was visited upon that incredible city. And the results are there's still houses not yet torn down but severely damaged and cannot be occupied. Still the center of attention for many politicians in this country, including the president of these United States. Some 25 members on the Democratic side of the aisle showed up there as a group. And that's in addition to the individual ones and the twos and threes that have been going down there, all for the express purpose of letting people in this nation know that we can actually prepare to address and maybe, just maybe, do the rehab after addressing a tragedy. Dorker, from the standpoint of culture, what's the assessment in New Orleans these days, if you know?
Well, they did manage to have Jazz Fest this year, and that was a huge success, and that brought in a lot of money to the city. So there's definitely an interest in bringing that back and keeping the city strong that way.
And then George Bush is down there with an open collar shirt and saying, you know, for whatever reason, no, we didn't do what we should have done when Katrina first hit. And that seems a little hollow and a little insincere at this stage of the game, doesn't it to you?
And as we're getting ready to for another storm, I'm not really sure that the city's prepared for another storm.
Well, we're going to get a chance to see that because in Florida, Ernesto is approaching that coast, and they're doing all the things that you should do, even though Ernesto at this moment is not typically a hurricane. As a matter of fact, it has to be up to about 75 miles an hour, I think, or something in that nature. And this one is, you know, not breaking 60. So although it's causing the people who fly the shuttle to move it back inside, put it in the hangar and get it away from the storm, it's causing long lines of people waiting for gas in their cars, and people are stocking up on food, all anticipating something really terrible happening in Florida. In New Orleans, the mayor has been all over the television announcing what the program will be if something happens in that city. My guess is that people will be much better prepared this time than they were a year ago, and only because they had to suffer the tragedy of 1 year. But your comment about the culture, that's really good, because here in San Francisco, I went out the other night to the New Orleans restaurant up in North Beach. There is one up there, and it's owned by someone who comes in from New Orleans, and they have all the New Orleans menus in what used to be the Condor, for lack of a better name. But they had a New Orleans group performing there, and it was just absolutely fabulous Saturday night.
I was there the other night, too, and the food is to die for. I love New Orleans food, and it was really good there.
And you can still get, it was funny because they had fried catfish with greens. I thought I was out in the Fillmore at Powell's or some place of that nature. But it really was. It was quite a treat to be hooked up there.
Yeah, that's a new jazz club that's opened up, too. They're going to have jazz there live most nights.
They're going to call it a jazz club?
It's I forget what the name of that place is called, the new Condor, but it's basically Something in Jazz is the name of the new place. I can't remember
the name. But it still carries Condor.
Yep.
I saw the name out there, Condor, but the flashing lights that used to be the hallmark of the Condor are no longer there.
Yeah, and the chef flew in from New Orleans. He was very authentic looking.
I think he owns it.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he owns it. I think he's putting it together the way it should be put together. And that's a good addition to the city, particularly if it's a weekly jazz, daily jazz, a nightly jazz. And jazz seems to be doing a revival in this city. I noticed in the Sunday Chronicle that they're already hyping the Jazz Festival.
That's right. The Jazz Fest is coming up.
That comes here in San Francisco in the latter part of the year. It's an interesting festival because normally festivals play only in one venue. They are where they are supposed to be, i.e., the Monterey Jazz Festival that goes in September.
Right.
But in this jazz festival in San Francisco, they run it all around town. What are some of the locations?
Masonic Auditorium, the Plush Room. They're playing some of the smaller jazz bars. They're playing over at Yoshi's in the East Bay. So they're end up at the Hearst Theater, all sorts of different sizes, all sorts of different venues.
Which means, and I guess they must have different prices.
They sure do. They got some of the big acts, you know, that are coming to the Masonic, which sell out really quickly, and then some of the lesser well-known people, and even some local folks are going to be playing at the Jazz Fest this year.
And I've always thought the Hearst was a proper place in which jazz, for concert purposes, was to be played. The Masonic seems a little bit too big for me.
And you've got
jazz.
Some of those side views that are a little hard to handle, too.
That is right. That's right. But the Hearst Theater is exactly the size for a fabulous jazz room. We don't have anything, obviously, like the Lincoln Center, where Marcellus presides, and the great story was about Marcellus in the Chronicle, I think it was New York Times on Sunday, where they did the great coverage about this one-man outfit. We don't have anything like that, but we do come close when you think in terms of the jazz festival that floats all over town. It's put together by a nonprofit group of people, agency.
Headed up by Joshua Redman. And they've got one of the most avant-garde jazz groups that he heads up, too. So,
And you know, he's such a great friend with two really wonderful, very young people your age, who are coming of age, I suppose, in the world of the arts. When you look at who's making great contributions to the opera, to the symphony, you always see the name of Robert Anderson and Nicole Minor Anderson. And they're two.
They're really big supporters of the arts, right?
Great supporters of the arts, and they're great friends with Brother Redman. And they regularly participate in every aspect of the jazz festival that happens here in San Francisco. And then they got Mr. Klein participates in that process as well. And so San Francisco obviously is on tap. You are now approaching, I think, what they call Hell Week in this city. What is Hell Week? What does that stand for, by the way?
Hell Week?
Yes.
You're going to have to tell me. I don't know what Hell Week is.
Opera and the Symphony in the same week. The Opera and the Symphony.
I've never heard it described
week.
That way.
That's how Herb Cain would label it.
Well, I'm going to have
Hell Week.
I'm going to have Michael Tilson Thomas on my show coming up pretty soon here telling us what's going to happen this fall with the Symphony on Keen on Art on Sunday at noon. So.
Yeah. Can you call the show Keen on Art?
Keen on Art.
All right.
They couldn't quite handle the first name, so we thought we'd give them a break with the last name.
And who are you having this week?
This week, Sunday? I'm actually having Jonathan Moscone.
Oh, yes.
Who's heading up Cal Shakes. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on over there.
What is Cal Shakes?
Cal Shakes is a theater group based in the East Bay, which focuses on Shakespeare.
And they call it?
Yeah, and Jonathan Moscone, as you know, is the son of the former mayor, Moscone, and he's been heading up Cal Shakes for the last 7 or 8 years.
So, you see what happens here on 960 The Quake? You get some of everything. You can call us, and you can obviously touch bases on any of our shows. Telephone call to 866-960-5753, and you reach us here at The Quake. And if you want to ask Dorcas some questions, please feel free to do so. When we cover what we cover in the program today, we'll start, I think, at the top with Barbara Lee, who will be calling in from New Orleans. She's a congresswoman. We'll follow up with Ben Barnes in the next hour. Ben Barnes was the lieutenant governor of Texas, and he's written a book. What's that book called?
It's called Barn Burning, Barn Building, and I read a little bit of it. It's pretty good.
And you got to know that he is a Texan, a pure Texan, and kind of one of the good old boys, a real character. And then Amanda Boria, who's been reporting for the last 24 hours from New Orleans for CNN, is coming on the quick to likewise report. And then, of course, Barry Reinchop. You always must have somebody who brings the humor. A Will Durst, who's away.
On vacation. I'm replacing him for the day.
He's more than on vacation. Will Durst is celebrating 25 years of marriage. 25 years of marriage. And he's in Bora Bora or some other place. I'm not exactly sure where he is. But he's away. And we get the good pleasure of being able to have you replace him.
Why, thank you.
And believe me, you are an appropriate replacement for the man who brings everybody humor with the burst of Durst. And by the way, the burst of Durst is going to come from the archives today. When we get to that number, stick around, because people will be able to pick up, if they wish, on the burst of Durst from the archives. All that's right here on 960 The Quake, on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Guest host, Dorka Keene. Keene on Art, Sundays at noon, right here on The Quake.
Good job, Willie. 7:15 and 9:60 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The fugitive leader of a polygamist Mormon sect has been arrested in southern Nevada. He's been on the 10 most wanted list for a long time. His name is Warren Jeffs. Taken into custody, he was pulled over by a Nevada Highway Patrol officer. He's the leader of the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints and was wanted in Utah and Arizona on suspicion of weird misconduct for allegedly arranging marriages between underage girls and older men. He's been on the FBI's most wanted list since May. On this one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the Bay Area is responding to the probable need of the people of Florida after what we feel will be Hurricane Ernesto does its work in the state. In the last hour, the Menlo Park Urban Search and Rescue Team making its trek down there. They have a lot of disaster experience. They were asked by the governor of Florida to come down. These folks helped save hundreds of New Orleanians after Katrina hit and did some time at Ground Zero after 9/11 as well. Contract talks between 13 San Francisco hotels and their service workers resume again today. The cooks, housekeepers, and other support workers approved a strike in a vote last Friday. Quake traffic at the moment, terrible in the East Shore Freeway. As you head up to the Bay Bridge Maze, it's an overturned car with two right lanes blocked. That's a westbound 88 University emergency cruiser there, and it's very slow all the way from the Highway 4 interchange all the way up. There's a SIG alert, 580 eastbound before 150th with an overturned car on the shoulder as well. Quake forecast for today, the fog and low clouds will clear out right on schedule. It'll be a mild day today with highs from the 60s at the coast to the low 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins within.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
A father's absence does have a serious effect on a child. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. They consistently score lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents, too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
We have restored utilities to half of the neighborhood. The other half is in such disrepair that we're working on repairing that, and we will get it done.
One thing we've all learned is that the vision that Dr. Martin Luther King had for America has not yet been realized. In other words, the struggle for equality is an ongoing struggle. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
And that is not the Brownie that is on this station. The Brownie on this station would never be called by Bush, "Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job." He would call me Mr. Willie, probably. And, of course, that was from New Orleans when the good president was down there before the world discovered that the then head of FEMA was a man not up to the task of performing the job that needed to be done on behalf of the people. But the president didn't say, "Brownie, you're doing a good job." And it has come back to haunt him, frankly, forever and ever and ever. In this segment, we're going to have a report directly from New Orleans. And by telephone, it will be Congresswoman Barbara Lee. Barbara, are you there?
Good morning.
All right. You're on with me. And, of course, a guest host, Will Durst, is away on vacation celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary. And from our station on Sundays, we have a young woman who does art for this station. It's keen on art. Her name is Dorka Keene, and she's sitting in as a co-host. Say hello to Congresswoman Barbara Lee.
Congresswoman, it's so nice to hear from you. I actually worked with you when I used to work for Gloria Steinem with Voters for Choice.
How are you doing, Dorka? Good to be with you this morning.
Likewise.
All right. Barbara, you're in New Orleans?
Yes. You know, this is actually my second time here. I'm on the subcommittee on housing and community opportunity. So quite a bit of what I've been doing since Katrina has to do with legislation and funding to help New Orleans recover, especially with regard to housing and health care. And I tell you, quite frankly, our government has failed the people of the Gulf region, especially here in New Orleans, but there are remarkable individuals and volunteers from all over the country, all over the world here helping New Orleans move forward with their lives. And the spirit is alive and well. People are strong. They're excited. But, again, very disappointed that the Bush administration has not stepped up to the plate.
When were you last there?
Several months ago, and it was in probably, I think it was February or March. And we, along with Congressman Ney, who chairs the subcommittee on housing, conducted a series of hearings and tours here and actually in Bay St. Louis in Mississippi.
What is the one single need, if you could narrow it down to one thing, that the government could do that we have not done?
hard to narrow it down, but I tell you, I think that the government, the administration, should support the Congressional Black Caucus's bill, H.R. 4197, which includes funding and resources and new strategies for a quick recovery that involves housing, expansion of Section 8, Hope 6, community development block grants. That bill was incorporated into the Louisiana Recovery Act, the Baker bill, and would allow for those who are displaced Katrina survivors to return home and return home quickly to their homes to help them rebuild quickly. This administration keeps blocking that bill. We can't get it off the floor, and I think it's an outrage that we should be outraged that they won't do that. They're blocking everything we're trying to do. They're down here now trying to put a smiling face on their activities. They're trying to conduct a PR campaign, and quite frankly, it's just not working.
Congresswoman Lee, I know that $110 billion has been set aside by Congress, and less than half of that has been spent. What's the holdup?
We don't know what the holdup is, because a lot of that money went to the states, and of course, many of us wanted the money to go directly to New Orleans and to the people of New Orleans. We know that over $1 billion has been I hate to say stolen, but quite frankly stolen in terms of the no-bid contracts, in terms of the waste, fraud, and abuse. There's money that can't even be found right now. And so I tell you, we are concerned, quite frankly, about how the money is being spent, where it's being spent, and why it's not getting to the people of New Orleans. And that's why I'm really proud of the fact that we have about 20 Democrats here, led by, of course, our great leader, your congressperson from San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi. And we're here looking, listening, and putting forth our agenda, which we will announce tomorrow, to move forward so that when we do take back the House in November, we will be ready to move forward and to make sure that not only the money that we've appropriated, but more funds get down here and quickly, and that these no-bid contracts stop and that the waste, fraud, and abuse cease.
That's the voice of Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who's telephoning us live from New Orleans for the purpose of giving us her impression of what the circumstances are there. If you want to ask the Congresswoman any question, you can do so by calling 866-960-5753. Dorka, you have another question for Congresswoman Lee?
What about the city infrastructure? I know that after Katrina, that the mayor fired about 3,000 employees and then the school board laid off about 7,500 employees. Are people being rehired?
You know, the infrastructure is not back, especially in the Ninth Ward and the lower Ninth Ward. It is still, quite frankly, a ghost town. It's going to be years before that infrastructure is put back in place, and I think it could be done more quickly right now. Of course, there are some disputes with regard to how much it's going to take to put it back. Some parts of the city are bouncing back. We also visited the hospitals. You know, Charity Hospital has their, right now, their facility at a former Lord and Taylor building. And they're operating.
That's a clothing store?
Pardon?
They're operating out of a clothing store?
Out of a Lord and Taylor office building. You know, where they have their facility set up, quite frankly, because Charity Hospital, as you know, was destroyed. And they are facing a real crisis in terms of uncompensated care for their physicians. People are showing up with more severe diseases. Of course, the trauma with regard to Katrina has set in, and more mental health issues are being seen. Suicide rates are up. We visited another hospital that is very active here in terms of providing care, and quite frankly, there's $70 million in the hole. They need additional resources. So the other, I think, most important thing that we're seeing is that the medical system, which of course is broken in America with 40-some million uninsured, is magnified in terms of the disaster that we see here. And so the nurses and doctors and allied health professionals are doing an unbelievable job at Ochsner Hospital, which is the hospital we visited, and Spirit of Charity Tent. But they need the additional resources, and they need the funding to be able to provide these types of health care services that people need.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee from the East Bay here in the San Francisco Bay Area. She represents a part of Oakland. And Congresswoman Lee, physically, what does the place look like? Has the debris been removed, or is there still a considerable amount of it?
In some areas, the debris has been removed. In other areas, such as in the Ninth Ward, and when I was here before, I do see a change, a noticeable change in terms of debris removal. But it depends on what part of the city that you're in, and it depends on the level of disaster. And quite frankly, in the Ninth Ward, people are working very hard to remove the debris, but there is still much debris. Piled up houses, you know, that are just down, that haven't been removed, roofs that are, you know, badgered in through the as a result of the wind and the rain. We see the foundations, you know, where houses have been removed, but the foundations are there. And it quite frankly looks like, to me, it looks like a war zone. It looked like a war zone several months ago, and it still does. But, of course, in certain areas of the city, 80% of the city was underwater. So in the 20% that remained, we don't see the type of you know, impact that we saw in the 80% of the city.
As you are touring the city, are you asking the questions about readiness for any future storms?
Yes, we are, and we've seen that you know, where the levees broke, they had the Army Corps of Engineers has rebuilt, you know, the wall, but they're not rebuilt to level 5, category 5, which is where everyone agrees they should be built. But, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers and others have told us that it's the funding. The Bush administration just will not step up to the plate in terms of providing the resources that is required to rebuild these levees, so that if another Katrina, God forbid, hits, another hurricane of this magnitude, you know, we won't have the same type of disaster. Now, they tell us that these levees should hold if, the you know, they're built higher and stronger, but they certainly are not at Category 5. But FEMA has been a disaster. They tell us that they're hiring, you know, people from the community, but everywhere you go, actually the NAACP had a convention here Sunday, and I participated in their housing section. And I have not heard one positive remark with regard to FEMA and how FEMA has helped and stepped up to the plate. FEMA is a disaster, and FEMA needs to be, I personally believe that it needs to be taken out of Homeland Security. I worry if another natural disaster occurs, which this one, of course, was natural, but then it was man-made also, as we have seen since, you know, with regard to the lack of response by the government, but also a terrorist attack. I worry in terms of the state of preparedness of the government, because they weren't prepared when Katrina occurred, and they're not prepared now.
Thank you very much, Congresswoman Barbara Lee. You always enlighten us and enrich the experience for those who are listening right here on 960 The Quick. We look forward to seeing you back in California soon. Have a good trip.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. John Scott's going to drop in for a second, and he's going to tell us what's happening in the rest of the world outside of New Orleans. What's going on, John? Let's hear it. As you also cover traffic.
That was very well explained, Willie. Thank you. We'll do both of those. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom at 7:32. This is day two of a planned 48-hour walkout by SEIU workers at John Muir Med Center in Concord. 450 nurses and therapists and other support staff have been working without a contract since last October. These workers are demanding better staff-to-patient ratios and protections against layoffs. Hospital management says they're not particularly interested in negotiations at the present time, claiming their best offer has already been put forward. Vasco Road in Contra Costa County is a road that some of us drive, somewhat scenic, but it's narrow. There's no median barrier. There's no money to build one, and unfortunately there have been a large number of really bad traffic accidents on that road in the past few years. Yesterday, Governor Schwarzenegger signed a bill introduced by East Bay Assemblyman Tom Torkelson that creates a double fine zone from Walnut down to 580, hopefully to get drivers to slow down. Let's check traffic in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center. It's brought to us this time by Wells Fargo. We have a couple of real serious problems. Speaking of traffic, I'm going to let you know about earlier overturned car. Westbound 80 at University has been cleared, but it's going to be stop and slow all the way from Highway 4 all the way to the Bay Bridge Maze this morning. Overturned car in San Leandro on eastbound 580 before 150th. It's over on the shoulder. Emergency crews are still blocking the right lane, and it is dreadfully slow. As you go past the scene, we're understanding it's a fatality, and so it's going to be there for a while. Thanks to a Quake listener, Sonia, for giving us a heads up on the backup. Metering lights on once you get to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. To the end of the parking lot is where you'll be slow from. Our 1 North Bay problem, 101 southbound after Shiloh. Big piece of wood sticking out in the right lane. A Caltrans truck will get there to move it out in a little while. 60 BART trains running on time this hour. Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. Our Bay Area forecast, after the morning fog and low clouds move out, sunny, mild too. 60s coast, 70s around the bay, mid-80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
960 The Quake, the Bay Area's home for the Air America Network.
Sometimes I'm frustrated, rarely surprised. Sometimes I'm happy.
960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie at 7:38. Will Durst on vacation this week. It's our pleasure to have Dorka Keene and Mr. Mayor. You guys are on. Go.
Yes, John, we are on. And as usual, we are asking our callers to remember the number, 866-960-5753. I think we have a caller.
Jeff on
I-80. From I-80. Hello out there.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
And tell us who you are, my friend.
Oh, this is Jeff, and I was just taking advantage of the fact that I could listen to your show a little bit longer while on hold, heading over to Folsom for my work. So I appreciate that.
All right, you're on this morning with Will and Willie, except the Will this time is Dorka Keene, who comes to us on Sunday at noon on Keene on Art. She's replacing our friend Will Durst. He's away celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary. Well, go right ahead, Jeff.
You're doing a bang-up job, as usual, and I just wanted to say that I was listening to the press conference on and off yesterday. I mean, the press conferences, you know, and the observances on and off yesterday, particularly our president, and since we're heading into the elections, it's always good to keep a focus, keep the attention focused on really what the problem is. And it's, of course, George Bush. And what I like, the two choice moments I like from yesterday, I don't know if you guys caught them, was first when he commented on the sense of renewal, and he was pointing out the beaches and how pristine they look, and something about the sand, you know, which I thought was interesting, that the best he could do is sort of focus on how the sand looked. And then I don't know if you caught that. The second thing I thought was a quite choice moment was where he kind of indirectly hinted, or fairly directly hinted, that the reason why Mississippi has done better with its repair job, with its federal government aid and all that, is that frankly they just are better connected than those Democrats over in Louisiana. I don't know if you caught both of those snippets.
Well,
I thought they were pretty choice.
Well, that the second one is really choice. As a matter of fact, the latter, because he is right. With Haley Barbour being the governor of Mississippi, there certainly will be greater cooperation from the federal government under Bush's leadership with a fellow Republican, and one in particular who was formerly chair of the Republican National Committee. Whereas over in the state of Louisiana, there is a Democratic female governor not admired at all by the Bush administration. She's been incredibly critical of the Bush administration, and it's revealing for him to acknowledge that, in fact, because of the connections, there might be a better response by the federal government to the pleas from Mississippi than from Louisiana. And, Jeff, you've done a good job of scoping that out. Now, on the first one, however, how insensitive to be talking about how pristine and clean the beaches are when, if you listen to us earlier in Barbara Lee, she described how devastating certain parts of New Orleans still happens to be, even 1 year later. And apparently Bush is not familiar at all with the tragedy that has visited itself upon so many people confined to those trailers. Those trailers whose locks don't work on the doors, those trailers which have been quickly engulfed in some cases with mold that creates a health hazard. And so, Jeff, you're on your job. Thank you for calling. 960 The Quake, 866-960-5753. And you're talking to Will and Willie, except it's Dorka.
I'm Dorka Keene, and I'm sitting in for Will Durst, who's on holiday celebrating his 25th year anniversary of his wedding. But I wanted to talk about the latest news that I heard from Iran, that the Iranian president has called President Bush to practice his debating skills and to participate in a direct television debate with him. What do you think about that?
I don't think Mr. Bush will want to talk to the head of Iran. He has consistently referred to Iran as one of the axes of evils, as he calls it. And he has instructed Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, not to engage in direct dialogue with the Iranians. And he has, frankly, avoided at all costs, apparently, any direct conversation. So to issue a call for a debate with George Bush is whistling Dixie. And I do mean that in the most dramatic sense of the word. I don't think Mr. Bush would ever debate anyone of that ilk and anyone of that stature. That just isn't his baby. He had trouble debating John Kerry, even though he defeated him. He had trouble debating Al Gore, even though he defeated him. And I can't recall anybody else with whom he has engaged in a debate. When he was at the G8 over in Russia this year, you recall that he was caught off mic and not realizing that the mic was really on, saying some really terrible things for a person of his stature. And I would guess that in an international debate with someone whom he's identified as the axis of evil, one of the axes of evil, it just would not be a good scene. I also think that the head of that particular nation has made some statements about what should happen to Israel and why Israel should not exist. All of those things are frankly inconsistent with any good judgment. No, I wouldn't give him the stage of debating our president, even if our president was skilled at debating.
But our president maybe could give him a massage, which he seems to be quite good at.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew you'd go there. You know, when you served on the Commission on the Status of Women,
I did not give you a massage.
No. I wish you had. But there could have been a complaint filed with your commission based on his conduct. That was an uninvited touching.
Well, all the commissions have pretty much been... The funding has been cut in this country because of funding issues around the federal government with President Bush. So we're really one of the only cities that still has a commission that's still funded where you could come to if you had a massage problem.
Then you ought to call the head of Germany and say, listen, we are willing to entertain your complaint. Yeah, we're willing to entertain your complaint against our good president for his conduct on that occasion. That was really just not a good thing. Did you see how she reacted? Wilders loves to describe her reaction to Bush's uninvited touching and clearly unwanted touching. Just part of the charm of being George Bush. I'm sure he meant no harm. I'm sure he had no intentions beyond legitimately trying to relieve her of what he thought were tensions. You're laughing. You think I'm making this up?
Oh, no, I saw it. I saw it. It was, it was hard to believe that it was really happening.
But that was all, it's all part of what George Bush is about. Just a good old boy, country boy from Texas. Although, Yale-trained, Yale-educated, Eastern-raised, he's the furthest thing from a good old boy from Texas, and by all of the natural evolutionary processes, except as a transplant, except as an immigrant from the East, except as a Yankee invading those of us who are real, true Southerners. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Southerners, you had a note there about something Catherine Harris did.
Well, yes. Another one of our favorite people from Florida, Catherine Harris, is rewriting American history. She has said that the separation of church and state is a lie and that it's wrong because God is the one who's chosen our rulers. And if you're not electing Christians, then in essence you're going to legislate sin. I think that comes as a big surprise to the other religious communities in this country.
Kevin Harris is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. She was the Secretary of State at the time the Bushes took Florida without counting the votes. And another court has ruled in the 50th Congressional District in California, you don't really have to count all of the votes. What is this nation coming to? Are we about to come to the point at which I can be president if my relatives and friends control the vote? Stick around. You're going to hear the burst of thirst right now on 960 The Quake. You're going to get an update on the news and traffic from John Bradley Scott.
Thanks, Willie. 7:48 at 9:60 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The anniversary of the Katrina disaster on the Gulf Coast today. And by simply going out to eat tonight, we can do our part to help out the thousands of residents, some who are still living in the Bay Area, who were put out by the storm. The deal is called Restaurants for Relief. If you eat at places like the Acme Chop House at AT&T Park, Buca di Beppo and Howard in the city, the Il Fornaio restaurants in Burlingame and Corte Madero, numerous other eateries around the Bay, a portion of your dinner check will go to the nonprofit organization Share Our Strength, and that cash will go to ongoing hurricane recovery efforts. You can find the whole list of all the participating restaurants at strength.org. Governor Schwarzenegger and state lawmakers trying to reach a last-minute compromise over a bill that would make our state the first to cap greenhouse gas emissions. Schwarzenegger wants so-called safety valves put in to ensure that the government could delay the regulations if there's some sort of an emergency. But Democrats say the safety valve could provide a big loophole for industries that don't want to go along with the emission limits. Traffic at the moment, terrible through 580 eastbound at 150th. This is a SIG alert. Overturned car on the shoulder. It's a fatality, and there's a whole bunch of emergency crews there. Again, 580 eastbound, 150th. Not a place to be right now. An earlier overturn in University, westbound 80 in Berkeley, has been cleared, but it's going to be very slow from Highway 4 all the way up to the maze. We don't see that recovering very quickly anytime soon, as the accident was there for so long. Quake weather today, sunny after the morning fog. Highs today, 60s coast, 70s around the bay, and mid-80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Do you have HD Digital Radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD Radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD Radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD Radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD Radio purchases for free. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Good morning and thanks for joining us at 7:53 at 960 The Quake. 866-960-KQKE. Will and Willie's phone number. Will Durst on vacation. Dorka Keene filling in this morning. Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir. And, you know, Will is away. Far off in the South Seas. Bora Bora, 25 years of marriage he's celebrating. And we are blessed with our Keene on Art, 12 noon every Sunday here on The Quake. Except she's here on Tuesday, filling in for Will Durst. Dorka Keene, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And you're about to get a treat, and that is the best of the Burst of Durst from the archives. And we call it the best of the Burst of Durst. When he's here, we just call it the Burst of Durst. And it's really always very unusual and excited. You can pick it up if you don't get it on the air. You can pick it up by going to quakeradio.com and to the archives of the Burst of Durst. In the next hour, if you stick around, you're going to hear Ben Barnes, a man who comes in from Texas, who's written a book. Amanda Moore is going to come in, obviously, from New Orleans live, and then, of course, Barry Reintraub in the 9 o'clock hour to give us some time. But right now, from the archives of the Burst of Durst.
It's a Burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
A bipartisan congressional committee has come up with a brilliant proposal that since the Federal Emergency Management Agency is damaged goods, instead of trying to fix it, we should just get rid of it. Yeah, FEMA is broken. The question of who smashed it to smithereens by hollowing out its effectiveness and stuffing it with clueless cronies with more experience creating disasters than responding to them is, well, not that important. What, are we a trust fund baby country now? Ew, my Mercedes has Googie on its front bumper. I don't want to drive it anymore. Get me a new one. Now. Is that what we do in America? Just throw stuff away because it doesn't work? Apparently, it is. There's a mountain of evidence that this is not an isolated incident. I mean, look at the middle class. Where are they? They're having their legs nibbled on by rats while rotting under the corpse of congressional ethics lying at the bottom of a dumpster. What about our electoral process? That seems to be broke, too. You know, we should just call this administration ineffective. Start back at the year 2000 again. Have a do-over. When you think of it, it's not such a bad idea. Maybe we can hold the cleansing ceremony. Get some burly Nubian to toss President Bush into the mouth of an open volcano. Perhaps he'll even survive by landing softly on the bodies of Michael Brown and Donald Rumsfeld, who are also being nibbled on by rats. Needing no thanks for leaving you with that lovely image, that's your Burst of Durst for today.
You hear the applause. You get the Burst of Durst. And if you want to pick up all the Burst of Durst from the archives that have been done over the last 8 months, you can go to quakeradio.com, the archives of the Burst of Durst. We always get emails, and when we have a little bit of time, we kind of like to do the emails. And Dorka, you have an email in your hands. What's the subject matter?
Well, it's about 911. It's from Ken, who loves the show. What a surprise. And he was asking about if you remember Front Row Video. And since then, since he's done Front Row Video, he's got a new important film that's out about the Jersey Girls in 911. And it's going to be premiering at the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland on August 7th. And it's called 9/11, Press for Truth.
And that, of course, is from Ken. You can email us as well, or you can call us at 866-960-5753, right here on the quake. Every morning from 7 to 10, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And we are the alternative to all of these conservative talk show hosts who have been doing their number on America for a long time. And I'm just delighted to see the Democrats, as evidenced by Barbara Lee and her 24 colleagues down in New Orleans, as evidenced by Nancy Pelosi being a part of that leadership group, and the things that they will say tomorrow represents the opportunity for the left to rise and begin to help lead this nation, even if they're not Christians, as Catherine Harris would have them be. Stick around. You're going to get the news at the top of the hour. And then, leading off the second hour, Ben Barnes, the author from Texas, right here on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes I'm frustrated, rarely surprised. Sometimes I'm happy.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The FBI says fugitive Mormon sect leader Warren Jeffs has been arrested in Las Vegas. He's wanted in Utah and Arizona on suspicion of sexual misconduct for allegedly arranging marriages between young girls and older men. South Floridians living in mobile homes and damaged homes are being urged to get out. Tropical Storm Ernesto could hit the state tonight. CNN's Dick Uliano reporting live from Fort Lauderdale says people are stocking up on food, water, and gasoline just in case.
Jim, it seems as if no one is taking any chances with Ernesto, especially because the weakened tropical storm is forecast to strengthen before it hits the Florida Peninsula tonight. The biggest concern is over heavy rains, which carry the possibility of flash floods. The governor has put the entire state under emergency. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Today's the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina's assault on New Orleans. Local resident and contributing editor to Newsweek, Julia Reed, says it's still difficult to get one's mind around the aftermath. Parts of the city untouched, other parts still devastated.
If you come to the parts of New Orleans that you're used to visiting, the French Quarter, the Garden District, the people that, you know, the places that out-of-towners see, it looks like nothing happened. It's jangly to live here at best because you're sort of assaulted by these different images all day long.
While President Bush takes another tour of the Gulf Coast recovery effort, FEMA says it's streamlined its procedures to better respond to the next big disaster. CNN's Bob Costantini has that part of the story.
Ago, and David Paulson wants Americans to know he comes to the job with a vast amount of disaster aid experience and has streamlined the agency.
We are going to operate out of a unified command system, so we are sharing that information. We know what each other's doing. We're doing our planning together and our response together. We know who's responsible for doing what.
Paulson is now responsible for the $110 billion pledged to Gulf Coast Relief. Live in Washington, Bob Costantini, CNN.
This is CNN Radio.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quit listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
This is not a recording studio, and Marvin Gaye has long since passed on, but his music lives on with us, right here on 960 The Quake. You are dialed in to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. No, Will is not here. He's in Bora Bora, celebrating 25 years of marriage, but he has gifted us with a great replacement. A young woman who comes on The Quake every Sunday at 12 noon, keen on art, and it's Dorka Keen. Dorka, thank you very much, and welcome to this wonderful little operation we got going here.
So far, it's been a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And, you know, making the transition from art and culture to the multiplicity of kind of things that occur here when people call us at 866-960-5753, and they drop in another subject, as was the case with Jeff a moment ago about the Bush press conference. Barbara Lee calls us from New Orleans to chat with us about what's going on down there. And Min Barnes will be coming to us in just a few minutes to talk about his book and the experience. And believe me, I suspect that he covers more than 50 years of politics in America, particularly from the perspective of one of the guys who helped shape this nation from his ranch in Texas. All of that represents something that one wouldn't think someone who's rooted in art and in the world of culture. But the public should know that that's not exactly where you come from. You were in service to us in the city and county of San Francisco for all 8 of the years that I served as mayor of this city, and you have been involved in almost everything else that happens around the city beyond the world of art. And so please welcome, and please, I hope you enjoy your experience here this morning.
Well, as you know, politics is a great training ground to deal with anything.
Did you hear that, everybody out there? And listening to 960 The Quake, right here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I assume that we must have Mr. Barnes on by now, do we not?
Mayor, I'm here, standing by, ready to talk to the star of Mineola.
Ben Barnes, a man who comes from Texas. Dorka, tell us a little bit about who Ben is from his book, and then we'll go right in and ask Ben some questions.
Well, Ben, it sounds like you've met pretty much everyone who's come through Texas, and on the national level, you were friends with LBJ, You worked with Nixon, with Bush, with pretty much everyone that I want to hear about in national politics. And well, I'm actually really interested in what you have to say about what the Democratic Party should do now, because you really were in Texas when the Democratic Party was at having its heyday. And since then, it's kind of gone downhill. So I'd love to hear your advice for the Democratic Party as we're about to hit our election cycle here.
Well, it's an understatement to say the Democratic Party's gone downhill in Texas. It's non-existent. We do not have a single statewide office holder that's a Democrat. Republicans control the Senate by a 2-to-1 vote, and they control the House by some 15 votes. A very blue state with a lot of very powerful national Democratic leaders has turned into a red state and the home of our president now, George W. Bush, and we were able to remove one of the kings from the chessboard when Tom DeLay resigned in Texas and went back to Virginia. But Texas is a red state, and it's going to have to do a lot of changing, because I think Texas, if you look at Texas, Texas is a state that without Kennedy and Johnson carrying Texas, they would have not been president. And without Jimmy Carter would have been president, but he carried Texas, and that was very, very important. Bill Clinton didn't carry Texas, but he's the only Democratic president that's been elected in the last 50 years that was elected president and didn't carry Texas.
What are the chances of reversing the fortunes of Democrats in Texas, Ben?
Mayor, I think they're improving each day. We're told in 2010, when we take our next census, that Texas is going to be a minority state, meaning that black Texans, brown Texans, and yellow Texans, Asian Texans, are going to make up about 52% to 53% of the vote. And if voting patterns continue, where the black Texans respect the Democratic Party and vote for them in very high percentages, as does the Hispanic community, not quite as much as black Texans have, but I think the immigration bill, that particularly the bill that passed the House, that criminalizes a large part of our Hispanic population and wants to break up families and send people back to Mexico, I think that's going to solidify the Hispanic vote in Texas. And you know from your experience as Speaker and Mayor, you saw a governor make a very bad mistake in California when Pete Wilson decided that he was going to take a rather anti-Hispanic and anti-immigration stand. So I think the winds are blowing of change in Texas, and I think we'll see Texas perhaps in 2012 and certainly in 2016 start electing Democrats, and we've got a good chance to take back control of the legislature.
The last Democratic governor you had in the state of Texas was what, Ann Richards?
Ann Richards, yes.
And by the way, how is her health? Is she coming along okay?
Mayor, it's coming along okay, but I tell you, I'm saying a prayer every day for Governor Richards. Cancer, now her particular kind of cancer is a very, very serious one, and she's having a tough fight. But Ann Richards is a fighter, as all the people in your audience have had an opportunity to meet her or be exposed to her. She's a great woman, and we're all pulling for her, and we pray that she's going to make it.
And the voice you're hearing is that of Ben Barnes, formerly the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Texas, who's coming to us by telephone from Texas. He's just written and released a book. Tell us what your book is about, Ben.
Well, first, Mayor, my book's about the 60s and 70s, and it's obviously a lot about Texas, but it's about the United States, and it's about what happened during the political times in which you and I were honored to be a part of state government. And I remembered some stories and were able to tell them. It's obviously about the Nixon dirty tricks and what happened to me in Texas. And people can go to my website, www.barnburningbarnbuilding, and actually hear Richard Nixon's voice when he's directing the Attorney General of the United States, John Mitchell. I don't care about the rest of the people in Texas. You go get something on Barnes and get in the paper. He's the man that I want to get.
He actually said that?
Yes, he did. And it's very interesting, Mayor, that he was able to be successful in that, and they did do that. I started out writing the book to set the record straight about Nixon and what he did in Texas, but as I got into it, I realized that I had, from an important post, but from a seat somewhere in the shadows, I'd been able to observe some of the most important things that had happened in our country, and so I wanted to record those. And then the third reason, and probably the primary reason I wrote the book, is you you well know that I was very blessed to get in politics when I was 22 years old and be speaker when I was 26 and lieutenant governor when I was 30. And I've decided the fact that I was so lucky and so fortunate to do that, that people that are young today have a tendency to listen to someone that did things when they were young. And I think the primary purpose of this book and the primary purpose of me traveling throughout the United States is to try to get more young people interested in politics. If America is going to be the bright and shining city on the hill, and we're going to continue to be the leader of the free world, we're going to have a lot more young people participating in politics, and we're going to have to tone down the partisanship, and we're going to have to elect men and women that really are interested in what's going to happen in the next decade and the next quarter century rather than what's going to happen in the next election.
Any one of you want to ask Ben Barnes a question, you can do so by calling us at 866-960-5753. He's on with us talking about his book, Barn Burning and Barn Building. It's the history and politics, I think, in America for two or three or four decades. And to walk you through the process of his at such a young and tender age, and obviously with great potential. What happened while you were serving as lieutenant governor with Richard Nixon going after you?
Well, what happened, and I'll call you Mr. Speaker now, Mayor, because you'll be familiar with this, with the process of state government. A bill passed the legislature that was passed on local and uncontested calendar. It allowed the state of Texas to set up a state FDIC, in other words, where you could insure state deposits. At then it was up to $50,000. It was purely permissive, and it took the state banking commission a unanimous vote to put this in effect. But it passed on local and uncontested calendar. No one voted against it. I was not even the chair when it passed. But it ended up, unbeknownst to me, that the Speaker of the House at that time and the governor both had known and had bought stock from a man named Frank Sharp, and there was the name Sharpstown Scandal. And he had not only sold them the stock, but he had bought it back at a profit. And the speaker was indicted, and the lieutenant and the governor he fortunately vetoed the bill that kept him from being indicted, but he was an unindicted conspirator. And what happened was they tried our speaker, who was convicted, but he got a suspended sentence. But they tried him 5 weeks before the primary, and, of course, the state government was all found guilty. I had never met Frank Sharp, didn't have any idea what had happened, never owned a share of stock. But Mr. Speaker, every single statewide official that was incumbent got defeated that year, and 65 members of the House of Representatives. And this was 7 or 8 months before Watergate. I went to Washington during the primary, and I met with John Mitchell. I took our National Party chairman, Robert Strauss, that many people in your audience who won't recognize his name, and he went with me.
We ought to tell them who Strauss is. He's a Texan, originally from Dallas, and he was probably one of the foremost ever chair of the Democratic National Committee.
Well, he took the party that was broke after Humphrey's defeat in 1968 and revitalized the party and built it back, raised the money, and helped engineer President Carter's election in 1976. So he had a remarkable record. But we went to see John Mitchell, and I told General Mitchell if they did not stop doing of the things they were doing, they were going everywhere and pulling FBI badges and saying, well, tell us about Ben Barnes, scaring everybody. Went to see my parents one night at 9 o'clock at night. Woke up my father and wanted to know, well, where's all this money that Ben Barnes has given me? Of course, I tell you what, I wish I could have given my parents some money because they raised on a farm. My father had an eighth grade education. I was never able to ever give him any money. They raised money and sold eggs and milk to be able to educate me and my brother. But those kind of things were going on, and it was unbelievable. But I told John Mitchell if they didn't stop, I was going to get out of the governor's race, but I wasn't going to get out in Texas. I was going to get out in Washington, and I was going to have a press conference every single day as long as one reporter would come and listen to what I was saying about what Nixon was doing. Well, it did stop a little bit after that, but they went ahead and tried Gus Mutcher, and when they found the Speaker of the House of Texas guilty in 1972 of a conspiracy to take a bribe from one Frank Sharp, that ended my political career. And then, lo and behold, I didn't know the Nixon tapes were ever going to be made public. They were made public, and plus a U.S. attorney who was prosecuted these would-be crimes on his deathbed called a friend of mine to his hospital and said, I'm going to get one thing off my conscience, and that is that I was under so much pressure to try to find something on Ben Barnes that I started to resign the U.S. attorneys because I was getting pressure each day to do something about Ben Barnes in Texas. And so, you know, it's rather chilling to hear the President of the United States tell the Attorney General to do that and to know that that could happen in this country because it's happened in other countries. But I believe, Mayor, that one of the great things that we've got to make certain is that either party of this country are not able to use the power of the federal government to prosecute and persecute their political enemies.
Go. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Lieutenant Governor. Read his book. The story that he just told is just a whiff of what's contained therein. It is part of what this culture is about, and it will be repeated unless you know it and guard against it. Right here on 960 The Quake. Thank you very much, Brother Barnes.
Thank you.
Will read your book and talk about it.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back after the news and this bit on traffic from John Bradley Scott.
It's 8:18. Good morning. Here's the latest from the 960 The Quake newsroom. Rain is falling on Florida's last-minute preparations for Tropical Storm Ernesto. Maybe a hurricane, maybe not. It's going to make landfall within the next 24 hours. Two of the state's most densely populated counties are calling on people living in houses that were damaged by last year's hurricanes that they have to find other shelter. Miami-Dade's mayor says if a house has a blue tarp on it, quote, it's not safe. San Ramon-based Chevron says that the government of Chad has demanded that it leave the country over allegations that it failed to pay its taxes. A spokeswoman for the oil company tells Dow Jones that the company received official notification yesterday. She says that Chevron has met its tax obligations to Chad. According to a survey by the group Transparency International, Chad is considered the most corrupt country on earth. Contract talks between 13 San Francisco hotels and their service workers will resume today. Their cooks, housekeepers, other support workers working with United Now, Local 2, they approved a strike vote last Friday. Sticking points are health care, pensions, pay, and the prevention of retaliation if union organizing efforts rise up at any San Francisco or San Mateo County hotel. Quake traffic at 819, San Francisco, 280 northbound at 101, a crash in the left lane. They've canceled the SIG alert, 580 eastbound at 150th. It was a fatal overturned car crash. Still slow past the scene, but gradually will get better. A messy accident this morning at University in westbound 80 has been gone for about 45 minutes, but it'll be at a pretty much a crawl from the 4 interchange all the way up. It just was in the lanes for too long. You can check real-time local traffic anytime, by the way, at quakeradio.com. Our forecast today, nice after the fog and low clouds move out. 60s coast, 70s around the bay, and mid-80s inland. CNN's Amanda Moyer joined Will and Willie at 8:35. We'll replay an interview with a New Orleans police officer from Will Durst's visit to the Crescent City. That's all coming up. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Samuel L. Jackson. We all want to keep our children safe. So if you notice that someone is giving your child gifts or showing them special attention, just keep a close eye on the situation. Be aware and let's all work together to stop child abduction.
Brought to you by the Amber Watch Foundation.
Learn more.
It's a neighborhood process to get some bubbling up ideas. That process has been ongoing. It's going to finish this month in all of the wet areas, and the dry areas are going to be finished by year end. So we have a plan, and we're implementing the plan as we speak.
This is Dorca Keene on 960 The Quake. I'm sitting in for Will Durst, who's on vacation, and I'm here with Willie Brown. And that was Had Enough, the theme song that Willie Brown thinks the Democratic Party should adopt. And it was written by Tom Maxwell of the Squirrel Nut Zipper fame. And that Ricky Lee Jones was singing on that.
And that voice you heard speaking so clearly, that was the mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin. He was doing what he's been doing now for almost a year. Sometimes a lonely voice crying in the wilderness for relief, but always with the idea that the city of New Orleans can come again, that the city of New Orleans can be what it once was, that it can reattract the kind of people and the kind of capital that made it one of the places you have to visit if you are here in America. And that's all part of it. And now we have, calling us from New Orleans, one of the people who covers every aspect of this anniversary. And I suspect has previously covered New Orleans in the aftermath of the quake. No,
yes.
Not the quake. The hurricane. All right. Amanda Moria, are you there from CNN?
Yes, I am.
And you are on the quake right here, 960 on the dial. You are in New Orleans, and you are where exactly? Which ward? What's the location?
I'm in the French Quarter, actually, right now.
And so you are not standing in any of the debris or any of the remains of the debris. Is that correct?
That is correct, but I spent all weekend in the Lower Ninth Ward and St. Bernard Parish getting a first-hand look at what's left a year later, and I can tell you that there are piles of debris and trash. Boats are still up on their side. There's cars that have, they're like molded and rusted out. Basically, it looks like it did a year ago, except the floodwaters have receded and the black muck is gone.
How is it that the French Quarters, I assume, by now is rather pristine, rather totally restored, or was it damaged at all?
The French Quarter sustained very little damage last year. It got a little bit, but basically the French Quarter, the Garden District, the other tourist areas, they are back. People all weekend were on Bourbon Street. Bars were open, restaurants, tourists, residents, people were having a good time. Jazz music was playing in the streets. But when you go to the other areas, like the Lower Ninth Ward and St. Bernard Parish, it's quite a different scene.
And in your conversations with people, did you get a chance to talk to some of them, particularly those who may have returned since Katrina?
I've spoken with lots of people all over the city, and I can tell you that residents living in the Lower Ninth Ward or trying to get back there, they say they will rebuild. They say that they've lived there their entire life, and this isn't going to stop them. But they're so frustrated right now with the federal government and FEMA, state and local officials, because they're not. It's been a year, and it still looks like this, and they're not getting the funding, or the money they are getting is being used to directly, you know, feed them or clothe them or get the stuff they need immediately, and they can't get ahead. They can't use that money to save, to rebuild, to have what they used to have.
That's the voice of CNN's Amanda Moria, who is in Katrina, in New Orleans, on the scene for the anniversary of Katrina. Are we being covered by national media as extensively as it appears from out here? Are you bumping into a number of your colleagues who are there?
Out and about, I do see some reporters, but it's a big area, and I haven't run into a lot of them. I know when I was down here and I covered Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath, that's when you saw tons of correspondents from all over the world when this caught national and international attention. And people, of course, are marking the anniversary, and the media is too, but it's not quite the way it was before, but...
In your opinion, as you're interviewing the local elected officials and the people who are in charge of New Orleans, does there appear to be a sense of readiness for any future disaster that might be visited?
Well, state and local officials say they have learned their lessons. They have put in different procedures in place. There's going to be mandatory evacuations now in the parishes below New Orleans when a hurricane is 50 hours away. And in New Orleans, when a hurricane is 40 hours away, mandatory evacuations will go into place. Mayor Ray Nagin and both the governor, Kathleen Blanco, have both said the most important thing is to get people out of the city, and they have learned that lesson. They've also put buses and trains under contract to help evacuate people.
I understand that this is Dorka Keene, and I'm sitting in for Will Durst, who's on vacation. And I understand that less than one-fifth of the buses are actually working in New Orleans. How do they really plan on evacuating people if that comes about with the bus system?
Well, these are buses that are under contract that would come in and take people out. But you are right in the fact that half of the city's bus routes, are only half of them are back in service. And there's a lot of other problems that have not been restored. Half the hospitals are not operating. Like I said, there's still abandoned cars still littering the city. Traffic lights in St. Bernard Parish, many of them not working, driving around. You have to be very careful and make sure you stop at every intersection. Half of the schools are only open. So there's a lot that still needs to be done.
Is there a spirit among the people, though, that they can do it?
Yes, the people believe that they can rebuild, and they love New Orleans. They want their city back. I know a lot of people who have been displaced or to other areas, they come back and they see what's left, and they're upset. But at the same time, they say they want to rebuild when they can. They're anxious to get back here. It's just that there's so much red tape and waiting until whether it's their insurance company that comes through with money, or maybe they didn't have insurance and now they don't know what to do. They don't know how to rebuild or if they should. But not be rebuilding at all. And so there's all of that that's going into it. It's not just a cut and dry answer.
Amanda, before Katrina, New Orleans was one of the ideal spots for people who wanted to vacation and for tourists. Does there appear to be a return of the tourist trade to New Orleans? And are the accommodations adequate and sufficient so that people listening to the show could actually go to New Orleans if they chose to?
People could definitely come to New Orleans if they want to, because like I said, the French Quarter and the other tourist areas, they're back. You can go to restaurants, you can get New Orleans cuisine, you can go to the bars on Bourbon Street, and you can experience all of the stuff that you used to be able to experience, because the areas that are most affected, the hardest hit areas, are not in the downtown area. Those are the areas that there are very poor areas, that residents and tourists wouldn't be going to on a typical vacation.
All right, Amanda Moria, CNN's Amanda Moria, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And take care of yourself. And to the extent you can, enjoy yourself on a visit to the Big Easy. No matter how damaged it may be, it's still got to be a very interesting place.
Thanks.
In just a few seconds, you're going to hear. If you're still driving, stay tuned. 960 The Quake. John Bradley Scott will steer you correctly through the traffic maze of wherever you're coming from in the Bay Area, and he'll also give you the weather so that if you're just exiting, you'll know what kind of coat to wear. We'll be back in just a second.
It's 8:32 at 9:60. The Quake. Good morning. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom. This is day two of a planned 48-hour walkout by SEIU workers at John Muir Med Center in Concord. 450 nurses and therapists and other support staff have been working without a contract since last October. These workers are demanding better staff-to-patient ratios and protections against layoffs. Governor Schwarzenegger and state lawmakers are trying to reach a last-minute compromise over a bill that would make our state the first in the country to cap greenhouse gas emissions, blamed for global warming. Schwarzenegger wants so-called safety valves put in the bill to ensure that the government can delay the regulations if there's an emergency, but Democrats say that safety valve could provide a big loophole for industries that don't wish to meet the emission limits. Tropical storm Ernesto is headed towards Florida on this one-year anniversary of the Katrina disaster. Two of the state's most densely populated counties are calling on people that live in maybe mobile homes or homes that were damaged by last year's hurricanes to evacuate. As we anticipate Ernesto turning into a hurricane when it hits open water, but it will be a mild one, a Category 1, if that in fact is what happens. Time now for a visit to traffic and the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Novato, three-car crash in the left lane on southbound 101 right after Novato Boulevard, and it's real slow in and around the area, both directions of 101, by the way. Two-car crash now on the center divide, 680 northbound before King Road. Big roll of carpet there in South Bay 2, 280 southbound before the 880 interchange at the Dublin Grade. Eden Canyon and westbound 580, car on fire on the Eden Canyon off-ramp. Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Pay us a visit at quakeradio.com. Bay Area forecast today. After the morning, low clouds and fog, mostly sunny, 60s coast, 70s around the bay, mid-80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. A flashback with a New Orleans police officer coming up on 960 The Quake.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-
1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world? A healthy, balanced life and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins within.
Hi, my name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an ideal scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the Ideal Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD Radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Like us, 960 The Quake.
The music moves so smoothly that I don't even want to interrupt it. But I will, because I'm here with Will and Willie. Only Willie is available because Will is on vacation, celebrating the 25th wedding anniversary in Bora Bora. And this is 960 The Quake. We come along every morning from 7 to 10 a.m. You can interact with us if you wish at 866-960-5753. And, of course, when Will is away, we always get an opportunity to really play. And to play the best, it's Keen on Art at 12 noon on The Quake every Sunday. And Keen on Art, Dorka Keen is with us. Dorka, welcome.
Thanks for having me. And last May, Will Durst was not on vacation. He went down to New Orleans to do some on-the-ground interviews, and one of the people he spoke with was John Bryson, a police captain in New Orleans. John Bryson stayed in the trenches and really made a difference during that tragic time.
Let me first say that I did lead my officers to two locations. At the Bywater Hospital, which I mentioned, we were inundated with deep flood waters. We had 49 patients. All but two were bedridden. Two could walk with some assistance. We had to carry 47 patients down three flights of steps in narrow hallways in knee-deep water on the first floor of the hospital. But I led my officers over to the U-Haul because I saw citizens taking those U-Hauls and fleeing the city, apparently trying to get out. Of course, due to the deep waters, all our police vehicles, our vans, and everything was completely underwater. So we commandeered, if you will, three U-Hauls to load up these patients. And also, we had hundreds of citizens swimming or crawling out of the Ninth Ward in Lower Nine. And understand, that was a devastating levee break in the Lower Nine. We had dead people floating in waters. It was a horrible time for our citizens. So we had to commandeer these U-Hauls to get them to safety. We ran these relays between the patients. Now, understand that we start this operation at about 2 o'clock. As the storm passed Monday, we did not finish the operation of evacuating that hospital until 4:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. And we did commandeer these vehicles. As far as a breakdown in discipline, yes, unfortunately, we did have 49 officers, as I said, department-wide, to just leave or not show up at all. But that's a small percentage compared to the men and women of New Orleans Police Department who stood up, and I mean nonstop. It was one tremendous day that started Sunday night when Hurricane hit and did not subside until we first got relief on that Saturday. And let me also mention something very personal to me, is that I was hospitalized on that, and I'm getting a little emotional because I was very upset about this. I was hospitalized on that Sunday with sleep deprivation, dehydration, and exhausted. I forgot to do what every commander needs to remember, and this is to all the police officers and commanders who are listening. You have to just say when and lie down and get some sleep so your body can rejuvenate. Because once you go without sleep, because it was nonstop, nonstop rescuing, nonstop evacuating, nonstop preventing looters, it was one incredible day that started that Sunday and did not end until that Saturday night, early Sunday morning for me when I was hospitalized.
Captain Branson, when did you get relief from the military, U.S. military?
I remember and noticed, and let me mention, on Saturday evening, I didn't even know my name. Sleep deprivation is incredible.
I suffer from it every day.
Not after sleeping, not for sleeping 6-7 days. It was just incredible. Matter of fact, it was a wonderful thing to lie down and sleep after 6 days. I mean, really sleeping. Every time you would lie down, something else would happen, explosions, fires, gunfire at night. It was an incredible, incredible experience. But the fact is that when I first saw a blitz of military was that Sunday morning, the sky was black with Black Hawks, Hueys. They were dropping food and water. It was the most incredible sight you wanted to see. But I'm an ex-military person, and I'm telling you now, and I was on the soapbox with my police officers while we were actually being battered by Katrina and reassuring them that, you don't understand. We live in the United States of America. Our military can put anything anywhere in this world in less than 24 hours. Well, I'm no longer on that soapbox.
Because they did not do it, I take it.
Well, we did have the Louisiana National Guard, which I'm very, very proud of. They were able to mobilize and get some relief to us. I did have deuce and a half with a contingent of National Guard who assisted us to no end, but the need was overwhelming. I can't stress that enough. The poor, the elderly who suffered the most, it was incredible trying to balance, really coordinate the military response, or at least with them, and also being able to acquire vehicles such as the U-Hauls to get these people to safety.
Aren't there military bases in and near New Orleans?
Yes, sir. Yes. There, we have the Belle Chasse Air Station, which is a very impressive air station.
But you didn't have any of those people within the 24-hour period in there assisting you.
Well, remember, the Belle Chasse Station is a reserve unit, and they did come on as a relief after our first responders from the Louisiana National Guard, who were on the ground before the hurricane hit.
You tell an incredible story, one that has not been told from a public perspective.
Sir, I have not even scratched the surface. There are so many stories, wonderful stories, about the heroics of the men and women that worked under my command during Katrina. Some heartbreaking. Let me give you a heartbreaking one. After our last feat was to remove two people from the Bywater Hospital, from the third floor, in the dark, in the heat, there were biohazards, where containers had overturned with needles and bandages in it. My officers walked through that water, carrying people, evacuating, as the people were evacuating from the door knife ward and knife ward.
Some and I take it wearing only their regular equipment.
Yes, sir. By this time, we had shedded the equipment. Our uniforms were filthy, dirty from the horribly contaminated floodwaters. And the horror story is that one patient we had to leave. He was 600-plus pounds. We couldn't carry him. We couldn't lift him. We couldn't get him out the doorway. He was just too big, and the fire department was completely handicapped because of the floodwaters. They couldn't get there. We needed a crane to lift him from the third floor, but unfortunately, he died on the third floor.
He expired on the third floor? Huh?
Yes, sir.
That is, did you lose any of your officers in terms of death?
No, sir, not in the terms of death, but I had six of them to contract severe staph infections as a direct result of the contaminated waters in the hospital and also the floodwaters. My officers were getting into it and saving people when they realized that this may not be a great idea, and they were coming down with some horrible staph infections.
We read these stories out here about the Canadian Mounted Police showing up fairly early on. Was that within your purview, or is that a story that comes from somebody else?
We did not get the assistance, at least the 5th Police District. Remember what I mentioned, we were kind of separated in communication for the first 2 or 3 days. Matter of fact, actually 4 days.
When you say separated, you mean literally cut off from everybody else?
Not everyone else. We had officers who were really trapped in their homes, on top of their houses, trapped on the interstate. And where you were at the time is where you worked.
Period.
Period. You had to handle the crowds, the business of policing, where you were, because there was very little, if any, movement through the deep floodwaters until we were able
to. And that's with or without leadership. If you're just a regular police officer, if you were there, you had to become the guy in charge.
Absolutely. Let me mention this one person, Lieutenant Mike Roussel. This guy cannot even swim, and he got on boats, went into deep water, got in the water himself to get people out, and he can't swim. That was the most incredible story I actually saw and witnessed with officers. And we didn't realize he couldn't swim, but he braved the deep water to save people.
What stories to be yet to be told on the what happened at Katrina? I hope you will begin to think about putting a book together.
Unfortunately, this is the most amazing thing, and please bear with me with this. During this whole time, I had cameras available to me, but I did not take one picture. This is a storm that I don't think anyone wants to relive. Other than the San Francisco earthquake, I don't think the United States has ever seen a catastrophe quite like Katrina.
Well, and it may be that Katrina was worse because there were not biohazards at that time, and it was not a flooding issue. It was only a fire issue and a physical destruction of poorly constructed buildings that happened in San Francisco. And so the cleanup and the rebuild was not nearly the challenge that you are facing.
Yes, and we do have a tremendous road ahead to completely rebuild the city. It's going to take some years, but we are seeing signs of improvement.
What about your own personal situation, your own home, your own living quarters, etc.?
Thank God. I didn't live in a flood zone. Matter of fact, when I first purchased my home back in 1982, they, of course, you know, you have to force you to buy the flood insurance, but I was very adamant that if I got 3 feet of water in my home, that means there's 50 feet of water in Canal Street. So there was no sense in getting it.
Wow.
So I didn't flood, but obviously we had tornadic activity in the area because my roof was all centered. I had a great big hole in my kitchen. I experienced a gutter failure, water, all the sheetrock was destroyed, all the flooring was destroyed by the water, actually falling water, not rising water.
You didn't have to move out, though?
Yes, I did. Matter of fact, it's kind of hard living in a house with a big hole in it and the roof doesn't work.
I see. And
what you get rained on, in other words.
What does your family consist of?
I have 3 daughters and a wife.
And you had to move them out to some other city?
Yes, sir. We have been going through hurricane preparation and plans. Early on in my career, I used to teach hurricane preparation to neighborhood watch meetings. And anything above a Cat 1, we go through the drill of evacuating. We have 3 points, which I've taught to officers over the years. If it's coming from a particular direction, then you have 3 points where you can go. One is north, one is east, and one is west. So we do have these points of evacuation, which are family members.
Right. And where did your family go for the time period that you were out of your house?
First to Memphis, Tennessee, and then they relocated to Jacksonville, Florida.
And, of course, you heard the voice from 1 month ago, maybe, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months ago, when Will Durst was in New Orleans. He had the great opportunity to visit with a captain from the police force, John Bryson. And I must tell you that interview will probably be replicated, duplicated, and recorded by almost everybody covering the Katrina disaster. And now, Let's go to John Scott. John Bradley Scott, where are you? Before, what would Willie do?
Well, I'm sitting here in the Quake newsroom ready to give you an update, Willie. Thank you. It's 8:52. Here's what's happening this morning. 1 year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The Bay Area is responding on this anniversary day to the probable need of the people of Florida. After either tropical storm or Hurricane Ernesto, whichever it ends up being, does its dirty work on the state of Florida, Menlo Park's search and rescue team left a couple of hours ago, and they're making its trek down there. This group has done some fine things representing the Bay Area by helping save hundreds of New Orleanians after Katrina, and it also spent some time at Ground Zero after 9/11. What's up with Ernesto? It's building steam now as it comes towards Florida. NASA has started to roll the space shuttle into its hangar, so that liftoff will be indefinitely postponed. Rain is now falling on Florida, and the wind is coming soon. The leader of a polygamist Mormon group who's been one of the country's most sought-after fugitives, he's on the top 10 list for a few months now, is under arrest near Las Vegas. His name is Warren Jeffs, wanted in a couple of states in the West on suspicion of arranging for older men to marry underage girls. Quake traffic at the moment. Real busy in a couple of spots. We'll give you the hot spots. 80 westbound between San Pablo and the Maze. Stall in the second lane from the left on westbound 80 at El Portal Drive. There was an earlier rollover at University in Berkeley, and it's really never recovered. The East Shore is a very slow crawl this morning. And our other East Bay problem is in 680 northbound at Sycamore Valley Road. Thanks to Quake listener Jeff for phoning it in. Three cars, middle lane, blocked. Quake weather today. After the fog and low clouds, clear, nice. 60s coast, 70s around the bay, mid-80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are, all for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll-free at 877 to recycle. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
It's 8:57 on 960 The Quake. And time for What Would Willie Do?
It's the time when we come to What Would Willie Do? And our guest host, Dorka Keene, will be given the opportunity to put the question to me, a question not previously provided, unlike when I was in school. I managed to get all of the questions before the exam and the hints, I'm out. Dorka, stump me.
Well, Mayor Brown, you did a great job of leading this city, and I want to know what you would do if you were mayor of New Orleans.
What would Willie do if he was at the Big Easy in New Orleans, second-guessing Ray Nagin, I assume? The whole business of being mayor is a great challenge here in America. It's probably the only elected political job where you actually do hands-on daily administering to the needs of people. In a situation involving a tragedy created by Mother Nature, or as they say, some incident beyond any human being's control, as the mayor of that city, you have to operate from the moment that the disaster hits. You have to operate as if you are a total and complete dictator. There is absolutely no room for any committee-type judgment. You must exercise good intelligence, implement good programs, and hopefully ensure the lives of people, save your city, and be aggressive about it. To the extent you don't, you fail. That's what Willie would do. And now to the top of the hour. For the update of the news, before we get to Barry Weintraub, all right here on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up.